Hello and welcome to another night of Destination Out. Mike Johnston with you until 2 a.m. Tonight on Destination Out, we're going to be featuring some different recordings with the great alto saxophonist Carlos Ward on them. He performed with tons of different folks through the years, from Don Pullen, Abdullah Ibrahim, Don Cherry, Carl Berger, many others. So Carlos Ward will be our feature artist tonight. Going to start things off with Pepper Adams' album, one of his classics called 10 to 4 at the 5 spot, with 4 out of 5 of the players on the album being Detroit-based musicians from 1958. Donald Byrd on trumpet, Pepper Adams on baritone, Bobby Timmons piano, Doug Watkins bass, Elvin Jones drums. And we're going to hear a track called The Hastings Street Bounce. Thank you.
Thank you.
Track there from trumpeter Dizzy Reese from an album of his called Starbright on the Blue Note labels, recorded back in 1959. Considered, he didn't record a lot of records for the label, but this is considered by a lot of people to be one of his best. Hank Mobley joining him on tenor. It was really exceptional on the record, and a great rhythm section of Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Pepper Adams from the album 10 to 4 at the 5 spot. And we heard Hastings Street Bounce. Donald Byrd, Pepper Adams, Bobby Timmons, Doug Watkins, and Elvin Jones. That was recorded in 58. And we're going to turn out a recording here from Johnny Deani, great bassist from South Africa. And a recording that he made back in 1983 for the Steeplechase label. Kind of an interesting lineup with Deani at the bass and plays piano on some tracks. Charles Davis on alto, Ed Epstein, alto and tenor, Rudy Smith, steel drums, Thomas Ostergren playing some bass too, Gilbert Matthews drums, Thomas Deani, Johnny's son, on congas. So we're going to hear a track called Needle Children from the album Africa. Thank you. Just heard a track there from The Camel, name of the album, by Michael Carvin. Really nice Steeplechase album, the one and only group album from him on the Steeplechase label. That was recorded in 1975. Cecil Bridgewater on trumpet, Sonny Fortune, alto, Ron Burton, piano, Calvin Hill, bass, Michael Carvin on drums. A tune called Quebena's Blues, written by the pianist Ron Burton there. Before that, Johnny Diani from his album Africa, recorded in 83 on the Steeplechase label, tune titled Needle Children. Brings us to 20 minutes in front of the hour. Tonight, once a reminder that we're featuring Carlos Ward, the great alto saxophonist, so stick around for that. Going to be playing a lot of different tracks that he's on. Right now, though, we're turning to Gary Peacock record. It was recorded in Japan on the East Wind label in 1970. It's titled Eastward. Masabumi Kikuchi is at the piano. Hiroshi Murakami is on drums. Gary Peacock bass, tune titled Changing, written by Peacock. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Keith Jarrett Quartet from the album Fort Yawa, actually quintet with Danny Johnson added on percussion, Paul Motion drums, Charlie Hayden bass, Dewey Redman tenor, Keith Jarrett at the piano. And that was recorded back 1973, first album that they recorded for the Impulse label. Before that, we heard a tune called Changing from Gary Peacock's Eastward album by the Gary Peacock Trio. That was from 1970 on the CBS Sony label, Japanese version of it. And that brings us to 2 minutes after the hour. We'll be back with our feature on Carlos Ward in just a moment.